Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about the officials.
I mean, I think the officials in this divisional round game with the Texans and Chiefs is something we're going to be talking about for years to come, man.
The way that it is going, it feels like it is. But like, are we not ready to move on there? Or are we ready to
For this segment, though.
Some big boy conversations?
Yes, sir.
We can talk about the officials a little bit later on.
I think the answer is no. If we're going to be honest, the answer is no.
So we're not ready.
If I'm going
to
speak...
You need some more to get out of your chest? Go ahead, PC.
If I'm going to speak for the city of Houston, the answer is freaking no.
If you need to get some more out your chest, I'll let you get it out.
You know, I think that people in this city are pretty freaking bent that... A play where you got the rules analyst for ESPN saying, well, you know, he didn't hit him in the head. He hit him in the chest, hit him on top of the shoulder pads. But, you know, the referee from his angle couldn't tell because, you know, Patty snapped his head back like he got shot. And they're not allowed to review it if there's any contact at all.
With the head.
No, just, you know, contact. You can't, if there's contact.
If there's contact with the helmet. If it's contact with the
But
with
they're,
the
according to the replay, there was not contact with the helmet. He hit him up on the top of the chest.
Walt Anderson kind of went the other way.
Well, it wasn't Walt Anderson. Well, say that the rules analyst. Well,
by the way,
York,
have you heard of Russell York? Has he been there all year? That's first I saw Russell York.
Well, Russell thought it was a bad call, but that because of the NFL's rules, it couldn't be reviewed. Then they talked. I mean, you saw Troy Aikman go. Come on, man. You heard Troy Aikman visibly angry, like just disgusted over the personal foul on Henry Toa Toa, where the Texans didn't actually hit Mahomes. They hit each other.
Quite frankly, it's bullshit.
So, and again, not really reviewable. So, yeah, that's twice the Texans could have gone off the field, and instead the Chiefs scored points.
Well, one time they definitely would have got off the field. The other time it would have been second and five.
Uncalled, hip drop tackle. And maybe we should just accept the fact that part-time officials don't know how to call a hip drop tackle because... I think we saw one hip drop tackle called all year long.
So that was an everybody thing.
Across the league, the refs sucked at calling hip drop tackles.
And I'll let some people hear. People are getting it off their chest. No, Patrick Mahomes is a little B, and somebody should have taken his floppy ass, picked him up, body slammed him to break his ribs.
Hey, hold, punch her. The frog
God, these
here.
People are hurt. Punch her long, and they can bleed through their eyes and their mouth and nose. Sorry, that one broke up a bit there on the text line.
Yeah, it got violent quick.
No, show F. Clay Martin and his B. ass crew. Hope the next quarterback throws the damn ball at him for those BS calls.
Boy,
all right, obviously, if you all aren't ready to have big boy conversations, we can hold it.
That they're capable.
Let it out.
Of having big boy conversations while still being angry.
Oh, I didn't
angry.
Say they're not. I'm not saying they're not
no,
capable.
No, while
are
still
ready?
Being
are they ready?
Angry.
Are they ready? I just want to see if they're ready. Here.
Sometimes you're just angry.
Oh,
and
I
it's
going
to take a while to get out of your system.
Let it out.
But we can still talk about the other things because I am in agreement with you in this. That is not the sole reason they lost this game. It's probably not the biggest reason they lost this game. Can you say it was part of many reasons why they lost this game? Maybe, but they also had plenty of their own self-inflicted wounds. Chris Boyd. Hold on, let's block a D end with a tight end.
Whew.
Again. But again, how'd that work out? All three times. Not well. They continue to make the same mistakes. I think Travis Kelce is still running free somewhere. Where Aziz blew an assignment, and then Kalen Bullock couldn't make a tackle, and then another defensive back also couldn't make a tackle, and 49 yards later, that's a broken play. It never should have happened.
I like that one right there.
So were the refs part of the reason why Houston fans feel like they lost? Yeah, probably. Were they the biggest reason they lost? No.
But
they were definitely part of the group of conspirators that ultimately undid them.
Text line coming through. Next season, before we play the Chiefs in the regular season, we need to sign some guy off the street who is dirty as hell, order the code red on the side of Patrick Mahomes' left knee.
People angry.
He will never be able to throw again.
People be
I
angry.
I think he'll still be able to throw.
And you know what? The problem isn't Patrick Mahomes. The problem is poorly written rules that Mahomes is smart enough to exploit. The problem is poor officiating because the richest sports league in America refuses to have full-time officials and also refuses to make meaningful changes to their game year in and year out. We'll get stupid changes, but we don't get things that are meaningful. In fact, the last meaningful change they had, Ron, was when they made PI reviewable. And it lasted 3 years, and then they undid it. Why?
It slowed down the game. It was stupid. I agree with that.
You know what's stupid? Having officials that don't know what the FPI is.
Yeah, but to me, since they took that rule out, I feel like it's gotten.
You
to
know
a point
who?
Where it's
you know who would like a review
stuff.
On PI right now? The Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's funny. I would like to. You don't hear as much. That cost that first quarter bad call cost them the game, or that first half bad call cost them the game, as much as you're hearing it about those two right there. As I see more people lending out, listen, I'm telling you, I did have somewhere I wanted to go, but I want to make sure that you guys are, and some aren't ready. Someone texted in, asked Jared Goff about QB hits. Yeah, he took one. By the way, Jared Goff did lead the NFL with the most roughing calls in the NFL on him from a quarterback position. So he did have the most call during the year, but I hear you. He did get screwed in that game against Washington. Is anyone else, shout out to Alexander on YouTube and Twitch, is anyone else tired of Ron insulting / mocking the Texans fan base? Last time I was here, he was doing the same thing.
Well, damn it, Ron, why are you always doing that? Always doing it!
Again, like I told you, like we did last...
Just like Bobby Sloan refuses to adjust.
Like we did last Friday. Tyler, I told you, I swear to God.
It's the weirdest phenomenon I've ever encountered.
They hear what Nick Wright and what Carrington is saying, and they swear before God I'm saying it.
You're a Chiefs fan, but you've never been overly...
Yesterday. Could you... Like, I'll just throw this out there. And it should be the case. But I just want to make it known, Pat, and Tyler. Do you know what happened yesterday if the Kansas City Chiefs lost to the Houston Texans and the Chiefs scored 12 points and their special teams took a dump all over the field the way it did, and their coach made Andy Reid made some interesting decisions through the game? Like, do you know the kind of trash that y'all would have been talking to me?
Man, my buddy Alex Sold might have had a meltdown.
Tyler, you see the text line, you see YouTube, do you know what kind of trash y'all have been talking? And Tyler, you did the show with me yesterday. How was I yesterday? Was I mocking people?
Oh, no.
Was I insulting people?
You really weren't. And I, for one, am very thankful I was in a bad place mentally.
Never
yesterday.
Never talk trash. Never do.